morning. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for bringing us here for early morning prayer. And I pray that you will help us to just connect with you and spend some time with you today before we start the day. And pray that you will speak to us, God, as we come before you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Quickly, before I begin the message, I just want to give you a praise report. Cadence and Rainey, we've been praying for their dad for cancer and for salvation, and he's gone through chemo, and they just did his scan yesterday, and there are no other tumors. So we want to praise the Lord for just his faithfulness for him. But so you can take him off the list, but he's not saved yet. So please continue to pray for him, Cadence and Rainey's dad. Also, Mark and Pamela, you can take Mark off the list because Mark's found a job. So he's going to be working in Seattle. So praise God for that. And finally, take some names off the list. Yes, Lord. So that was really cool. Please pray for Pastor Eugene. He got a hand, foot, and mouth disease. Well, I don't know when he had it, but he came back from the retreat with blisters on his hand, and he was feeling really sick. They diagnosed him with hand, foot, and mouth yesterday. And also, Pastor Sam is feeling pretty sick, which is why he's not here today. I was sick during the retreat, and then we shared a room, so I probably got him sick. So please pray for him for healing. So let's turn our Bibles to Psalm chapter 16, the 16th Psalm, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let me read that one more time. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. So, this morning I want to ask you guys a question. How are you doing? You know, how are you doing spiritually? How are you doing in your life? How are you doing in your heart? How is your soul? Sometimes we go through difficult times in life sometimes. You know, there's problems that we're facing, and sometimes we get quite stressed out. There is a lack of peace in our hearts, some confusion in our mind. Sometimes maybe we're struggling with anger, you know, and or some sadness. Just yesterday, kind of a confession to make is I was in a cab with Mon, and sometimes taxi drivers can be a little bit rude, you know? Maybe they had a bad day or something, and you just get in, and they just give you an attitude right away, you know? And usually, I'm okay, I can treat them with grace and, you know, just get over it. But yesterday I got so angry, you know, and I was embarrassed afterwards, you know, like the taxi driver drove away and like kicked the, I didn't kick the taxi, that would be stupid, but I did the motion, you know, and Mon was like, hey, just bless him. I was like, fine. But what was happening was there was like something was bothering me on the inside, and I was going through maybe some issues. I was feeling a little angry about something, but I just took it out on the taxi driver, you know? And so we go through times where we're just not really, we don't have the peace, we don't have the closeness with God maybe that allows us to just walk in that peace and walk in that joy of being in Him. And so, if you're like that, if you look at your heart, look at your own life, and you feel like, man, got some problems, I got some issues, there's no peace in my life, you know, this is what I want to say to you today. And this is for a while in our accountability group, this was, everything came down to this solution. Everyone, we share our problems and say, you know what you need? You need to spend some time with God, you know? And that's what I want to talk to us about today. You need to spend some time with God, you know? And I think that is, probably it really is a solution for so many of us, for so many things that we go through, whether it's stress from work or confusion about the future or there is no peace or you just feel angry about something. What it comes down to is we need to spend time with God so that you can deal with the Lord, you know, and He can speak His life into you. He can speak His direction and His word into you. I heard this from Mike Bickle. He is the founder of the International House of Prayer. I was listening to his sermon one day, and he said, if you're a Christian and praying and reading the Bible is boring and is a chore to you, that's a serious problem. Like, if you're a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, and you find praying a chore, reading the Bible is just boring to you, you know, we say that it's normal, you know, but he was saying that, no, that's not normal. You shouldn't just accept it as normal. If you're a follower of Christ and praying and reading the Bible is just a chore, that's a serious problem and you need to deal with it. Like, figure it out, you know, find a way, go to God and say, God, why is this such a chore to me? And deal with the Lord, because this is like, you know, that this would be the basics, you know, of Christianity, of having a relationship with God. So, I mean, it's like that in a relationship, right? If you're in a relationship, you're about to get married to somebody and spending that time with that person is a chore. It's just boring to you. It's just kind of a burden to you. I mean, that's a problem. You either shouldn't get married to that person or you need to figure it out, right? You can't continue like that. So I want to suggest that, you know, like, if that's a thing, deal with it, you know. Go to the Lord and say, God, well, why is this such a chore to me? You know, why is it so difficult for me? Basically, this is what I learned at Men's Retreat. Not what I learned, but this is how God spoke to me. And what happens at Men's Retreat stays at Men's Retreat. So I can't really share with everybody what happened. But the thing that God really spoke to me about, just personally, was this idea of, man, I need to spend time with God. Not just, you know, I do my thing, you know, I come to EMP and I spend time with Him, and daily I have a routine, but to really go down deep, you know, to dig deep. Tyler was there, and he spoke about abiding in the Lord. You know, just really kind of spending time with God, sitting there and digging deep, going deeper. So, I mean, I'm not just talking about, like, thinking about spending time with God or wanting to spend time with God, but actually sitting down and doing it, getting in there, digging deep, staying in the presence of God. You know, I find for me, it takes at least, I mean, this is an arbitrary number, but it takes like 10 minutes, you know, for me to really just calm down and to be in a place where I can hear from the Lord. I mean, it takes a few minutes just to do that, you know, and sometimes that's all we do during the day. You know, we just take a few minutes and we just say, you know, we kind of think about the Lord and think about spending time with Him, but we don't really get down to doing it. So, that's what I encourage you with. You know, Satan probably hates it when we spend time with the Lord. So it makes sense that there is so much warfare against it. It makes sense that it's such a bore to so many people, that it's such a burden to so many people, because Satan hates it when we go into the presence of the Lord. So he will probably make all these distractions happen, come your way, and try to keep you away from sitting down, spending time with God. And we just have to overcome it. You know, we're in warfare. We can't really just let him take us away from spending time with God. I remember when I was doing a discipleship training school with YWAM, I made a promise with my roommate during our outreach time in India that every day we would come, just me and my friend Dan, we would come every night after the day, whether it was a long day, busy day of outreach, ministry, we would come together and we prayed together, you know? We said, every day we're going to come together, Dan and I, we come together, we pray together. And sometimes we really did not want to. sometimes you're tired and maybe, I don't know, we didn't have a great day or whatever, and we had some issues with each other. We didn't want to come together. We didn't want to pray. But, you know, we made a promise, so we did it. And so sometimes our prayers would start like that. We would say, God, I really don't want to be here. God, I have no joy. I just don't feel like praying. But would you help us overcome this like, whatever is bothering us, whatever is hindering us from praying and coming before you, would you help us overcome? And when we started like that, God always came. It was amazing. We start off, we're like, I don't want to do this. We're tired. And then we would just confess to the Lord and say, God, we really don't want to be here, but help us overcome. And God always came in his presence, you know, in his goodness, his peace came over us, his joy came over us, and we were able to pray. So yeah, I want to encourage us with that, and I want to just quickly, I have 3 points, and then I want us to just spend time with God. But, you know, in the presence of God, I read today, Psalm 16:11, you'll make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. In God's presence, when we spend time with him, there is joy. You know, a deep joy that comes from the presence of the Lord. Not kind of a circumstantial joy. Not just things are going well so I'm happy. But there is a joy that is deep within. Hebrews 1:9, talking about Jesus, it says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. God has anointed Jesus with the oil of gladness above his companions. Jesus was the greatest man of joy that lived on the face of the earth. Because he loved righteousness, hated lawlessness, God anointed him with joy above anyone else. So Jesus was a man of sorrow, right? I mean, Jesus had a lot of things going on. He was busy. He's doing ministry. He gave his life for all. And yet Jesus had gladness inside of him. Paul also, right? I mean, such a busy person. So much, he's giving himself away all the time. But yet if you read the book of Philippians, he's always talking about joy and saying, I rejoice, I rejoice, I rejoice. So he had this joy inside of him that was beyond circumstance. And it comes from the presence of the Lord. And joy really is the strength, right? When we go through hard times, or like we're giving to the Lord, we're serving the church, we are waking up early and stuff like that, it's tiring. But if we have the joy in our hearts, then it's not a chore, you know, it's not a burden. I think that's the greatest difference between someone that just does church, does religion, you know, then because we're like, okay, I got to obey God in this, I got to do this, and I got to do that, becomes a burden. But if you have a relationship with God, and he gives you this joy, then it's not a chore, it's not a burden to serve. You know, somebody said this at Men's Retreat, that it looks very similar. Someone who is legalistic, and who does a lot of things for the Lord because he feels like he has to, and someone who just loves the Lord and does a lot of things, serves him because he loves him, they both look very similar on the outside. But what's the difference is on the inside. And this person is doing it out of joy. He's doing it out of love. It's a response to God's goodness. And somebody on this side, there, it's a burden, you know. There's no joy. They're just kind of, I feel like I have to do this. You know, I have to earn God's grace. I have to earn his approval. And that's the greatest difference, joy. So in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And then there is rest. You know, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Rest, something we always really need. You know, how many of us just feel restful, especially living in Hong Kong? Rest is something that is so crucial to us because we're always busy, busy, right? Always on the go. And many of us, we have bought into this lie that rest is found in TV, you know? How many of us want to just, after a long day, go home, just sit on the couch, veg out, you know, and watch TV? We always, I just want some downtime. When we say downtime, we just mean I want to watch TV, you know? And True. There's a little bit of that, right? You sit down, you watch TV. That's downtime. There is rest in that. But I think that rest is very temporary, and it's not a really life-giving rest. It's just, you just turn your mind off for a bit. But once TV is done and you get back to life, nothing's really changed inside of you. So we got to go to the Lord for this time of true resting for our soul. I think it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Pastor Sam mentions this. He talks about recreational time. You know, we want to have recreational time. But, you know, he breaks down the word recreate, right? And God is the creator of the universe. He's the creator of us, our lives. He's the one that gives us life. And for us to really, truly have recreational time, we go to the creator so that he can recreate us, give us life, give us strength, renew our strength. And, you know, this verse reminds me of the Isaiah passage, Isaiah 55, where God says to his people, he says, "Hey, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance." He says, why do you spend money on what is not bread and your wages on what does not satisfy? TV, I think, will not satisfy. And whatever else we turn to find this life and this rest, it's not going to satisfy. So God says, don't spend money, don't use your wages on these things that don't satisfy, but come to me, learn from me, drink from me, and delight yourself in abundance. You know, there is no gimmick with the Lord. You know, there is nothing phony with God. You could come to him and you will find something that satisfies your soul. And just lastly, number three. And there's so many things that we get. So many things that come from spending time with the Lord. But I just want to mention three things. And the third one is strength. Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. "Though youths grow weary and tired and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Strength. And we need strength. You know, we're in warfare. I think we forget this as Christians, that we're in warfare. That there is an enemy prowling around like a roaring lion who wants to devour us. Any chance that we give him, he's going to come and he's going to devour us. And he's distracting us all the time. He's trying to pull us away from God all the time. Trying to make sure that we don't live a victorious life. Trying to make sure that we waste our lives doing things that are meaningless. And there's warfare going on. So we really need to have this strength in order to fight well. You know, we must fight. We can't just We can't just live on, you know? We can't just kind of survive. So in order to fight well, we need strength, but we also need to rest in the Lord. We need his kind of recreation in our hearts, and we also need the joy of the Lord. So, yeah, I just want to encourage us to spend time with him. And don't do it because you have to. Don't do it because, don't let this not be another like legalistic thing, like, oh, I got to spend time with God, you know. But do it because it's so good. His presence is so good. There's joy in his presence. And Bill Hybels, pastor of Willow Creek Church, he says a young man came to him one time after he talked about having quiet time, and he said, "I just don't have time, you know, I'm so busy, you know, I just don't have time to spend with the Lord." And Hybels said to him, you know, he said, "If something is important to you," well, he says, "I found that if something is important to me, I make sure that I make time to do it." And he says, you know, "Eating is important to me. So three times a day, I will make sure that I have time to eat. You know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner." And so he was just saying, hey, you know, I think if something is important to you, you will make time to do it. And this guy was a little bit upset at what Pastor Bill Hybels said, but he went home and God really spoke to him and it changed his heart. And so he began spending time with the Lord. And Bill Hybels goes on to share about how God really radically changed this person's life because he put that into practice, you know, spending time with God every day. So this morning, Eunice is going to come lead us in a time of worship. And let's just spend time with the Lord. You know, take your problems and anything that is, your stress, confusion in your heart, anger, frustrations. Let's go before the Lord with those things and allow Him to come and speak to us and give us His joy and give us His rest and His strength as we come before Him. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for this time. I pray that you will take us deeper into your presence, God. Lord, if there's anyone feeling guilty or condemned, or, you know, that's not the point of this, God. And we don't want this to be another burden laid upon us. And Lord, if any of us struggle with our quiet time or spending time with you, I just pray, Lord, that you will speak to us. We know that that Satan, our enemy, really does not want us to spend time with you, God. And some of this may be warfare, so we want to pray against what he's doing. And we just want to come. You know, you said your burden is light and you're gentle and humble in heart, Lord Jesus. So, God, I pray that you will take us deeper into your presence this morning as we come before you.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, the trials shall come, let this bless has assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and have shed His own blood for my soul. So it is well with my soul, with my soul. Oh, it is well. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not the part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Oh Lord, it's the day when the faith shall be shine, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. Trump shall descend, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well. With my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well with my
Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you that it is well with our souls, God. Let's turn to our group prayer focus. Let's pray for those with cancer, going through chemo and waiting for transplant. Let's continue to pray for God's breakthrough and for healing and for God's presence to be upon them, that God will speak to them in this time. So let's pray for our community. Let's go to the second slide. So illness and salvation, and I mentioned earlier, so Cadence and Rainey's dad has finished chemo. He did his scan yesterday, and there are no other tumors. So we want to really praise the Lord for that, and continue to pray for his salvation, please. But let's pray for the ones on the list, and if God, you know, you can't pray for everybody, but, you know, as God leads you to certain individuals, let's really pray for them and pray with faith that there is somebody at the other end of our prayers that are really receiving from God. So let's pray for them. Let's go to the third slide. Pray for various infirmities. Let's pray for God's healing for all our people on the list. Let's pray together. Let's go to the fourth slide. So another praise report is for Mark Starnes. His name is not on the list anymore because he's found a job. So praise the Lord for that. And let's continue to pray with faith and continue to lift up our brothers and sisters on this list for God's breakthrough and his favor. So let's pray for them. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for our mission focus for China. Let's pray for the Beijing. The retreat's no more, so you can take the retreat off the list. But let's pray that they will have just what God did at the retreat will really continue to really help them to have that community, to really connect with each other, and that that they will continue to grow and they will be able to continue to really give themselves to the Lord. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim and his family. Let's pray for the Chong family, John and Jane Chong. Please pray for my parents as they are in Qingdao doing ministry there. Pray for the Basaraba family, and let's pray for Leanne Cheng, Edie Clark, the teaching our kids, the churches, and the government. And let's just lift up China as a whole and our friends that we're supporting in China. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the staff in our church. Please pray for Pastor Sam. He's feeling sick today. Pastor Eugene, hand, foot, and mouth. Let's really pray for healing for him, and also pray for Pete Carroll that she doesn't get infected or get the disease. And for, you know, the children, Elijah. Pray for Pastor Sophia. Myself, I'm also feeling sick. I was sick from Thursday last week. Pray for Kenny and Monica, Bonnie, Sarah, Janella, and Pastor Hyunsu. Let's just pray for all of us, God, that we would be able to spend time with God and grow in our love, grow in our intimacy with the Lord, and that we would hear from God, and that we would operate out of an overflow. Yeah. So let's pray for the staff. Pray for the worship team. Let's pray for a real heart of worship and a heart of serving the church and serving the Lord, and also for the sound and PowerPoint team. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the house churches meeting tonight. Bonham, Kennedy, Kowloon, Nankwai, OPR. Let's pray that they will have an amazing time, a fellowship and worship, and pray for one another. So let's pray for our house churches. Let's pray for the women's retreat this weekend. Let's pray that they'll have an awesome time. Thank you for praying for the men's retreat. It was really a great time for us. And let's pray that the women will have an amazing time as well. And also pray for the Sunday service. I know many of the fathers, you know, a little bit concerned about having to take care of the kids on their own. So let's just pray that it will be really a good service and everything will be smooth. So let's pray for the women's retreat and also the Sunday for the men. Let's pray together. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. And I thank you so much for that we have a relationship with you, God. I pray that we will not take that for granted. And today we talked about spending time with you. I pray that throughout the day we'd be able to spend time with you, God, whether it's this morning right now, God, or lunchtime, or at the end of the day. But Lord, I pray that we will be able to sit at your feet, God, and really hear from you and spend that quality time with you, Lord. Thank you that you're always drawing us closer to you. Thank you so much for your love and grace. I pray for every person here. I pray your blessing over them, God. May today, may we hear from you and may we obey you and bring joy to your heart, God, and walk with us and help us to think of you throughout the day. Thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.